What were you saying about your grandmother?
Oh, my grandmother and grandfather on my mother's side were both born in Alvor. Found that out.
Did you find out anything else about when they first came to Texas? When you're...
No, I'll have to ask them.
Okay. On a, you have a wagon and two horses, a long wooden piece between the horses.
I don't know what that was.
What about with the buggy?
I didn't know that either.
And, the thing that connects one wheel to the other is
the axle.
And starting with the inside, you have the hub and the spokes come out and they fit into the...
The wheel.
Any special name for that part of the wheel that they fit in?
It's the rim, isn't it?
Okay. Is that made out of metal or wood?
Part of it's metal and part of it's wood. There's a wheel on the outside. I think it's metal on it. Maybe on the end. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that the traces fasten on to.
Traces? What do you mean by that?
Of the horse. There's a bar of wood on the wagon. It's about this long. And the lines and all that you have attached to the horse, they fasten on to this. Do you ever hear a name for that?
Reins.
What about for the bar of wood though? Do you ever hear single tree or swingle tree or swivel tree?
Never heard of that before.
And if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you'd say he was
hauling the wood.
And say if there was a branch across the road, you'd say it was too heavy to lift, so I just took hold of it and
pulled it.
Or what's another word you could use? You took all of it and what it off?
Dragged it off.
And you say, we have already what that branch off?
Dragged the branch off.
Okay, and you take hold of it and then you...
Drag it off the road.
And if you wanted to chop a log, what would you call an X-shaped frame like this if you could set the log in?
I don't know. Sawhorse, maybe? No, that wouldn't be it.
What's a sawhorse look like?
It's a sort of two legs on it, four legs on it, and it's 2x4 going across to do that. So it wouldn't really be a sawhorse.
Say if something you put in a pistol would be called a
bullet.
Any other name for bullet?
Shell.
What about the thing, you know, those ink pens that they have that have little cylinders in there?
Cartridge.
Huh?
Cartridge.
Would you ever use that word about a pistol?
Yeah, I guess you could. Use cartridge.
And you straighten your hair using a comb and a...
brush.
And if you were going to use that, you'd say you were going to...
brush my hair.
And you sharpen a straight razor using a leather...
strap.
What would you sharpen a small knife on?
Whetstone.
What about a bigger tool, like an axe or something?
You could use a grinding stone.
What's that look like?
Well, they have them for my little motor. It goes around, put the axe on it, grinds off, grinds it sharper.
And something that children play on, you take a board and you go up and down.
Seesaw?
You saw some children playing on that and you say they were...
seesawing.
Any other name for seesaw? Do you ever hear teeter-totter?
Yes, for a teeter-totter.
What, is that the same as a seesaw?
I think so.
And did you ever hear of taking a board and fixing it down at both ends and children would jump up and down on it in the middle?
No.
Kind of like a trampoline room with a board.
I never heard that.
And you could take a board and fix it down in the middle and it's been around and around